This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Uma and Ezra here on the evening edition. Earlier, before the 6:30 news, we were talking about how LGBTQ rights was discussed, and there were comments made by Mujahid Rawa, the minister in the Prime Minister's Department, with regards to Islamic affairs, basically giving the stance of how the Pakatan Harapan government wants to address LGBT rights.
Yeah, this is resulted in many, many messages on WhatsApp and Twitter. I'm going to read some out for you. We have a listener who says, "Hi, regarding LGBTQ, I can see that the government is taking careful baby steps towards inclusiveness. Awkward, sure, but in the right direction. You're right that they're politicking, but they know that our society as a whole, although tolerant, is still conservative." This listener says, "Be patient, la." Another listener says, "Pang was spot on when he asked the government to talk to the LGBTQ community by claiming that the LGBTQ deserve basic rights, but the government is not LGBTQ friendly. In the same breath, the minister is being confusing AF," that's a slang that the young people use.
He claims
there are policies in place to encourage the LGBTQ community to do business, but you're assuming that they would all be entrepreneurial. At the same time, you just shrug your shoulders at Norman Afifi's resignation, knowing full well it was because of the pressure. So perhaps what he's trying to say is that the government cares about the LGBTQ's right to livelihood, but not enough to cost them the popular vote. A government that pretends to care to find solutions is more dangerous than one that doesn't even bother, IMO, in my opinion. That's more young people slang, yes.
Thank you very much, Uma. 03-77-109-1000, if you want to chime in on the conversation. Here's the context. Questions posed in Parliament by the federal opposition on what the Pakatan Harapan-led federal government plan to do about LGBT culture in Malaysia. And Mujahid Rawa said that the government defends the basic rights of all Malaysians, including those in the LGBT community. But of course, and he added that, you know, the LGBTQ folks should not be oppressed or discriminated against at the workplace. 03-77-109-1000 if you want to chime in on the conversation. We've got Ian on the line. Hi, Ian.
Hi.
Good evening. Tell us what you think about this.
Yeah, actually, I think that the... I personally believe that the government's initiative is good because actually they do highlight a point saying that you only need to go to them if you're voluntary. Now, for those who feel that, you know, I don't need a change, so you can just take it to your way, you don't need to go to them. So It's not like they are forcing you to do it, right? So basically, I feel that the initiative itself is quite good. However, just one thing, you know, when the minister was talking during the interview, he uses certain words like issues and problems. I mean, to me, issues and problems is associating to negativity, right?
Right.
So that sounds discriminatory to me.
And Ian, in an ideal world, what kind of words would you like the minister would have preferred to use?
To me...
Because you're right, it has a negative connotation when you're talking about...
When you call them an issue or a problem, right?
Yeah. I mean, because basically to me, LGBT, it's something very how do I put it? It's something very personal. It's something very preferential, right? So, meaning is that if you want to stick it that way, you can just stick it that way. So it's not something like it's not an issue, or it's not a problem. I mean, what sort of word that I would use? Mean you can just say you want to change, but then you don't have to necessarily add on the issue or the problem word to it.
Completely understand. Thank you very much for calling in, Ian. 03-77-109-1000 is the number to call. We've got Azmir next on the line. Hi, Azmir. You're on the air.
Hi. I don't know. I felt like giving my own two cents.
Yeah, go for it,
please.
Well, as far as our government is concerned, they would need to actually be very, very clear on which side of the divide they are actually supporting in terms of the LGBTQ issue. I would say that as the government that's been elected by the people, they would probably want to stick to, I don't know, our Rukun Negara. The first thing in the Rukun Negara says, "Kepercayaan kepada Tuhan," and I don't think that the moral stance or the behavior that's being represented by the LGBT actually represent the first tenet of our Rukun Negara. I mean, the stance when it comes to moral values and what is right or wrong should actually go back to the fundamental, which is the religion or the traditions that we uphold as Malaysians. Now, as far as this is concerned, I do agree that it's a sensitive issue, but it's actually a clear moral stance when we actually refer back to our Rukun Negara and as citizens and people who have religions and when it comes to support to the LGBT, they would have to really think deep and hard in what is right and what is wrong. So,
Azmir, you bring up an interesting point because of about I guess the moral compass that you refer to towards the Rukun Negara, but from a legal compass, the federal constitution is what the minister and many have pointed towards. What do you think about as provided for in the federal constitution, all of these basic rights of all Malaysians? How do you think about the government addressing it from that vantage point? Do you think that it's appropriate?
Well, a legal constitution constitutes what is right and what is wrong, and it is actually based on values, morals, and morals and values are actually based on religious tenets. Take me, for example. I'm a Muslim. I would actually tend to believe that behaviors that would be represented by LGBT might be something that's contradictory to my religious belief.
Sure.
Now, I might actually sound radical or too right-wing when it comes to this issue, but I believe that I might be sounding the opinions of the silent majority.
Sure, sure.
Most of us, as you would agree, Malaysians are quite conservative when it comes to this issue. And it is something that they would, I would say, not agree when it comes to promoting such behavior that is represented by LGBT. So I'm probably one of the person who's actually representing that point of view or probably that way of thinking, but I might actually be one of the silent majority that's probably urging the government to actually consider their stance when it comes to making a specific stance when it comes to what is right and what is wrong when it comes
Correct.
To the LGBT issue.
And I think
it's just my opinion.
No, but I think it's important to, I guess, respect the religious beliefs of every community. I think it's a slippery slope, though, because I guess religious beliefs also say dictate that sex outside marriage is not accepted, but we don't necessarily legislate against that. And I think there are a lot of things that religious beliefs actually stipulate that if we start legislating against, could be a very slippery slope for our society.
That is true. That's why for the Muslims, we have the Sharia, which is something. Something in the Sharia tenets would actually outlaw something when it comes to in that respect.
Mm.
Well, if there's pressure from communities from other religious sects or other religious communities to apply that into the regulations, then I'm sure that someone from the government would actually apply that to the law, as long as it's something that has that is being given majority consent, for example. In this instance, due to our conservative point of view and in terms of our way of living in the sense that we usually keep quiet when it comes to issues that are taboo in certain racial or religious community. For example, we don't usually talk about these things, but based on the changing
landscape,
The changing political or probably the way of thinking, these kind of thoughts or opinions are actually sounded out, especially when it comes to, say, the current technology that we have now. Everybody can say anything on Facebook, so it's as if like I'm actually calling you right now. I'm actually calling you to voice out my opinion. But I would have to point out that even though the LGBT issue is a hot topic right now and everybody's talking about it, but it's not something that we might need to consider as a majority opinion. if you know what I mean.
Well, Azmir, thank you very much for calling in and sharing your thoughts with us. We very much appreciate it. And we've been talking about the discussion in Dewan Rakyat today about the LGBTQ community. Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Mujahid Yusof Rawa, mentioned how the Pakatan Harapan government defends the basic rights of all Malaysians, including that of the LGBTQ community. And of course, he added that members of the LGBTQ community should not be oppressed or discriminated against in the workplace. Tell us what you think at 03-77-10-9000.
We've got a ton of messages coming in about this issue. Let me read out a few for you. From a listener, such issue is being discussed using logical mind with limited resources. This is a country which Islam is the official religion and has key influences in most of the country's regulations. From a Muslim point of view, LGBT is considered a disease which requires treatment. For other religions, I'm not sure what would be their stand. Most probably they would promote healthy lifestyle. I'm not sure about that. Refers to specifically, but logically, LGBT is not of nature's way of sustaining its presence and survival in long run. We need to bring in comments from religious experts. That's one message.
Sorry, did you say in the long run?
Apparently so.
Like as in mankind's survival?
Yes.
Got it.
He went there.
Right.
I oppose on discrimination of minorities, but referring to what Mr. Pang said on what is so not ordinary about LGBT people, just ask their parents or religious leaders of any religion, what it is all about. Do not use nasi lemak for comparison lah. Criminals pun also makan nasi lemak. Doesn't mean they're ordinary too, like ones who don't do criminal activities, right? Anyway, I support against discrimination at all levels. That's almost as confusing as what the minister said.
All right, we're going to move to the phone lines. We've got Isa on the line. Hi, Isa, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing okay. Tell us what you think about this issue.
Okay, I would rather put it this way. LGBT is basically not our culture. That's number one. Number two, there is provision in the laws that prohibits LGBT behavior. Number three, religious-wise, I believe Islam is definitely Christians also doesn't promote LGBT. I don't know what's the provision, the right provision in there. Okay. When you live a life which are against these three elements, major elements in your life, against the culture, against the law, against the religious beliefs of majority of people, then you must expect difficulties to going about your life easily. You will face discrimination, you will face so many hurdles. So what the minister said was correct. You choose their life. You must expect difficulties because you are against the tide. But the ministers were correct. Although you behave against those elements, but still other rights of yours, you nak pergi makan nasi lemak, you nak pergi bayar cukai, you nak kerja, is the right that you should have. Shouldn't be trampled upon. Mm-hmm. But the reality must sink in those ones to promote this, that it's not easy to go against these three major elements that I mentioned earlier. So I'm very much together with the minister that that behavior is not in line with that three elements. So you must accept that fact.
Thank you very much, Isa, for chiming in on that issue. We're going to move on to our next caller. Dr. Cynthia is on the line. Hi, Dr. Cynthia.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing okay.
All
tell
right,
us what you think.
You.
Okay. I just want to just make a statement, an opinion here. The previous guy said you choose your life. So when exactly did he choose to become straight? At what age?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't choose the life. It just comes to you. And how can you judge these people? Who judges which is the right part? You know, you don't judge people on that. And we are supposed to be a tolerant people. We are supposed to be multi-religious. But we are still backward on this LGBT issues.
Mm.
You cannot be homophobic. That is the worst thing you can do. You are judging people. So, that's my thoughts on that. That's about it.
Thank you very much, Cynthia, for calling in.
So I think there's an interesting linguistic device that people keep using, which is actually very misplaced. The idea of promoting an LGBT lifestyle is it's not like people are going out trying to convert people to the lifestyle that we're promoting. It doesn't actually mean what you think it means. You know, I think a lot of the time people don't want to be discriminated against. They don't want to be left alone. They don't want laws saying that we can throw you in jail and fine you because of, I wouldn't even say lifestyle, just because of who you are. Right.
We're going to get to our final caller before the 7 o'clock news. Sharon, we've got a few seconds left. Tell us what you think about this issue.
Hi, yes. I think I can understand where the government is coming from, but I think the phrasing of the fact that they are psychologically disturbed or shows they know very little about what LGBT is all about. They haven't been keeping up with all the new findings and research. This is not a chosen lifestyle. It's just increasingly out in the open because in the West, it's increasingly accepted. So that's why they are coming out now. But it was a problem in the olden days. It's a problem now. And I just like to... It's not a problem, sorry. I mean, it's something that's been happening. It's not something that's been promoted and that's why it's getting out of hand. And I'd like to address the issue of the fact that you say mankind survival and all that. Mm-hmm. I think mankind survival depends on LGBT. At the rate the population is expanding, we need to find ways of getting our emotional needs met without increasing the population. So maybe it's a natural cause. At the end of the day, you know, it's us. It's natural.
Sharon, thank you very much for calling in.
She went there.
Yep, absolutely. We've got to head to 7 o'clock news. Stay tuned to the evening edition. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.